my late 20s, as I mentioned in the previous episode, my days were really about, you know, reading emails and being on endless meetings with clients and collaborators. So like many creatives, I settled for any job that paid the bills. And I really left my true passion for illustration and lettering on the side because I believed that it wasn't possible for me to make a living doing that. So I settled down for a job that would pay the bills. But then I made a bold move. I decided to bring some of that creativity that I was craving for into my life, all while keeping my day job, but I wanted to have more creativity into my life. And here are two tactics that triggered a really profound change that they later on took me on a journey to learn an expertise like lettering design and build a career and a business around it. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Open Studio. I'm Martina Flor, and we are continuing our series of snappy episodes about the tactics and mindsets that played a pivotal role in my journey. The journey of transitioning from a job I disliked as a graphic designer, diving deep into learning an expertise like lettering and the craft of drawing and designing letter forms, and ultimately making a living and building a business around my skills as a lettering artist. So before we jump into today's tactics, I want to let you know that I've created a companion for this series that is called The Diary for Aspiring Lettering Artists. It's a free resource that not only consolidates all these tactics and pieces of advice in one place, but also helps you journal your own possibilities. Whether you're looking to transition from a job you dislike to doing something you enjoy, or you're exploring ways to monetize your skills and create a business around them, then this resource is for you. Go download it on martinaflor.com/diary. So again, martinaflor.com/diary. You can go ahead, pause the episode, go download the resource. It's a very short and snappy resource with all the different mindsets and tactics that I'm going to share throughout this episode, and also with prompts that will help you journal your own path. If you already downloaded the resource, let's dive into the tactics that turned things around for me. Now, in my late 20s, as I mentioned in the previous episode, my days were really about, you know, reading emails and being on endless meetings with clients and collaborators. So like many creatives, I settled for any job that paid the bills. And I really left my true passion for illustration and lettering on the side because I believed that it wasn't possible for me to make a living doing that. So I settled down for a job that would pay the bills. But then I made a bold move that really shaped the rest of the path for me and really transformed everything. I decided to bring some of that creativity that I was craving for into my life, all while keeping my day job. But I wanted to have more creativity into my life. And here are two tactics that triggered a really profound change that they later on took me on a journey to learn an expertise like lettering design and build a career and a business around it. So it was through these small changes that I applied in my day-to-day life that then they kickstarted a path that took me to where I am today. Now, the tactic number one is called early morning magic. So instead of leaving my precious creative time to the end of the day, I flipped the script. I started waking up earlier. I dedicated those quiet morning hours to my lettering practice or to creating work. So even if my day got chaotic because I got stuck in traffic or because I had to stay late at work, my creative time remained untouched. There was a huge power in putting that thing first. And I was starting every day with a sense of accomplishment and feeling like I had done something that really mattered to me. No matter how the day will go, how the rest of the day will go, I was sure that I had done something important and that moved my creative goals forward. So putting something that truly mattered to me first gave me a really profound sense of self-worth. I was prioritizing my goals and carving out time for my things, the things that really mattered to me. So that was the tactic number one. Now, the tactic number two had to do with the work that I was creating. And what I did is that I made every project count. Even if I was still in the phase of learning a craft, in like the student phase and not in the professional phase, let's call it, I started to treat my practice as if I was a professional. So I committed to starting and finishing each project, no matter the size. So I was starting with a lettering project and I was finishing that project. No more leaving unfinished sketches just piled around in my apartment. Whenever I was starting a new project, I would go all the way to complete that. So treating every piece as a real project really boosted my confidence because I was actually doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was really accomplishing that thing that I said that I would accomplish. Now, this is a very important mindset shift, which has to do with doing the things that you say you would do. If you start a project, finish the project you started. If you say you're gonna do or create this lettering piece, go ahead and create that lettering piece. Don't leave it undone or unfinished because that really hits your confidence. If you cannot do the thing that you set yourself to do, then this is gonna slowly undermine your confidence, right? Whereas if you actually accomplish the things that you say you would do, then those small wins start to build up and they start to build up your confidence. So I was doing starting and finishing each project and treating every project like a real project, I was creating substantial work. And I was also keeping promises to myself, and I was proving to myself that I could deliver. And through this one action, I was able to build a portfolio of work even before starting my career as a lettering artist. So by the time I decided to kick off my career as a lettering artist, or I decided to start looking for paid assignments, I had already 50% of the work done. I could already show finished lettering pieces, good looking lettering pieces to potential clients and collaborators, right? So these two tactics really made a big impact on advancing getting closer to my goals, to my creative goals. And if you're struggling with this, know that you are not alone. We all start there. We all start in this fuss of not understanding how to move forward and having, you know, to keep certain things running like a day job while improving or while moving towards your new goals. So know that this happens to all of us. And these two simple shifts really trigger a profound change in me. And they truly kickstarted a journey that I never anticipated. One that led for me to build a career in lettering and to create a job that I truly love, doing something that I really enjoy. Now, I want you to take these two tactics that I share with you today and to think how they could apply in your daily life. Can you find just 15 minutes in your day to prioritize your creative goals? Can you find that space in your day that it will not get overrun by other things that happen in your life? Whether it's in the morning or during lunch or before bedtime, commit to start and finish a project. Commit to create work in this time slot. And preferably do it in the morning. Do this first thing in the morning, because once you have done it, once you do it, then you know that you have done something. If there's one thing that you will accomplish that day, you have done something that moves you forward towards your goals. So thank you for joining me today on this episode of Open Studio. I hope you will be able to implement these small shifts in your routine because they can really pave the way for significant changes. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out the diary for aspiring lettering artists that I have prepared for you. You can download it for free on martinaflor.com/diary. It's your guide through this series of episodes that I will be delivering about this topic, and it will also help you sort of journal your own path. So you can download it again on martinaflor.com/diary. And I will see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.